I know it's always dangerous to start with a question that requires some thought. Your minds may wander, you may end up someplace else, but I'm going to do it anyway. Where were you in 1985? Chris is nodding, he remembers. Sarah sort of remembers, yeah. So I'm dating myself a little bit here, but I was in college. I was working at the college radio station in my spare time. And in 1985, Huey Lewis and the News released a new song called The Power of Love, which was their first song to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It also became super popular because it was on the soundtrack of the film Back to the Future. Remember Back to the Future? The DeLorean? Yeah. The lyrics read in part, "The power of love is a curious thing, makes one man weep, makes another man sing, change a hawk into a little white dove, more than a feeling. That's the power of love." The power of love could also be the title of this chapter of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, part of a larger lecture about gifts and service, which begins with the imagery of all the members of the church as part of one body, each with different gifts and functions. The chapter before us today says, it really doesn't matter what your gifts are if love is missing. In the translation I read for you today, Paul introduces the chapter with the words, "And yet I will show you the most excellent way." The Greek phrase that Paul uses here can indicate something even more, something like beyond compare or beyond measure. I will show you a way beyond all measure. Because it seems that the Corinthians had been looking around their congregation, measuring their own gifts against the gifts of others and placing more value on some, like the gift of prophetic vision of tongues and of interpretation of tongues. And Paul says, sure, you know, those gifts are cool and all, but if there's no love, if those gifts aren't used to bring love, then they aren't worth much at all. In translating the Greek word agape as love or charity, we lose a little bit of its nuance. Agape is a verb, and so are all the other words attached to it in this passage from 1 Corinthians. So love is more than a feeling. It is spoken and heard and felt and seen. Love is present in acts of being patient and being kind. Love behaves decently toward others. Love protects and trusts and hopes and endures. It lives in us individually. It is made manifest in our community. It does not dishonor others. It rejoices with the truth. It keeps no records of wrong. What it means to actively love will and should evolve over time. And we may never get a full understanding of it in this lifetime. Maybe Huey Lewis didn't even realize how prophetic his words were when he sang, "Don't need money, don't need fame, don't take no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love." The power of love, of being loved, of sharing love, it changes us. We see it in our own lives and we see it in the characters of Victor Hugo's novel Les Miserables. Generally, we don't think of this epic tale as first and foremost a love story, but love, both godly love and romantic love, figures in the stories of the main characters. Jean Valjean is altered by love time and again. Born in a place and time where poverty is tantamount to a death sentence, Valjean encounters godly love in a priest who not only shows him great kindness, but gives him great charity. Years later, he's moved to adopt the daughter of a dying woman, and he embarks on a journey of parental love that alters his decision-making. With this child, Cosette, in his care, all his decisions are now made for the two of them. When she becomes a young woman herself and she falls in love, Valjean fears how his life and their relationship is going to change. But he also chooses to protect the young man she loves when he and other revolutionaries challenge the French army. And the young man in question, Marius, is aptly described as the very definition of a French romantic, one who feels deeply and delves into each new idea presented to him wholeheartedly. An idealist and deeply passionate, Marius was raised by his grandfather, a French monarchist, who had cut ties with Marius' father over political differences. Marius' father, you see, had been a colonel and member of Napoleon's Legion of Honor. When Marius finds a letter from his father detailing his belief in and service to Napoleon and his deeds in battle, he leaves his grandfather's home and wealth behind. One day he sees Cosette and Valjean, and he instantly falls in love with Cosette, and she with him. They begin exchanging letters, but Marius has also joined up with a group of friends preparing to take arms against the monarchy and help the oppressed. When Marius is gravely wounded in a skirmish, Valjean rescues him, returns him to the home of his grandfather, and over those long months of recovery, he and his grandfather are able to reconcile and put their political differences aside. Marius makes a full recovery, and still deeply in love with Cosette and with his uncle's blessing, Marius proposes to the girl, and Valjean decides to tell his life's story to Marius. On learning that his future father-in-law was once in prison, Marius turns away and vows that Valjean will never see him or Cosette again. Forbidden to see the one person he's come to truly love, Valjean's health begins to fail. And then one day, Marius encounters a man who witnessed his rescue from the barricades. The man identifies Jean Valjean as the one who saved him. Gratitude toward the one who saved his life prompts Marius to reconcile with Jean Valjean. And in the version of the story that is told through song, Valjean and the audience are encouraged to remember that to love another person is to see the face of God. To see face to face, as the Apostle Paul tells us we will see one day. Paul casts the vision for the Corinthians and for us. A community, when love is active in it, expels jealousy and celebrates gifts instead of comparing them. Luther Seminary Professor Emeritus James Boyce calls this loving way of being a vision of a new reality. A new possibility that captivates and motivates simply by the power of its conception and the promise of God's Spirit in Christ Jesus. The power of love is a curious thing indeed, and it might just be what saves us. It is most certainly what changes us for the better, for ourselves, for our community, and also for God. Amen.